USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are visiting with kids at Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C. this Christmas Eve. The couple meeting and reading to children who are receiving care there and their families. The White House saying while it's tradition for the First Lady to visit the hospital the day before Christmas, it was the first time the sitting president also took part. The Bidens also set to spend Christmas at the White House instead of Delaware. With holiday shoppers prowling stores online and in person, holiday sales this year are estimated to be well over $800 billion. The National Retail Federation reports holiday sales from November and December could be up as much as 11.5% from 2020. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Royal Caribbean is tightening its mask policy on board ships. The cruise line notifying passengers of the change this week, saying they will be in effect until January 5th. The move comes as Royal Caribbean deals with COVID-19 outbreaks on several ships. This Christmas could be the warmest in more than 50 or even 100 years for parts of the South Central United States. AccuWeather forecasters saying several cities are tracking toward experiencing their warmest December on record. Dallas, Houston, Oklahoma City, and Tulsa, Oklahoma, Little Rock, Arkansas, and Memphis, Tennessee all stand to match or top record highs for December 25th. AccuWeather senior meteorologist Brett Anderson saying highs in the 70s and 80s will be common for much of the region, which are more typical of early to mid-October. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As COVID cases continue to spike across the country, doctors are sharing tips that can keep you and your guests safe.
As we gather with friends and family this Christmas weekend, Dr. Jeanette Nishawat on Fox News has some sound advice that she's passing along to her patients.
You know, Americans have worked so hard this year with the vaccines and the mandates and the masking and the testing. So we should celebrate the holidays, but we want to do it safely. If you are high risk, if you're not vaccinated, you want to take that extra step, get tested, and wear a mask indoors until you're able to get those test results. Now, if you're vaccinated, if you're with family, you've got your booster, then it's low risk. And, you know, you just shouldn't have to wear your mask indoors if you've done everything that you should do. But if you do have an underlying medical condition, you probably want to take that extra step and protect yourself.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Joe Biden will hope for better polling results in the new year as his approval ratings have hit their lowest point heading into Christmas. An NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll found that 41% approve of Biden and 55% disapprove, representing a new low since he took office. The poll finding that support from independents has dropped 8 points in a single week, with two-thirds of independents disapproving of Biden's overall performance. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.